I'm Jane Durrell. Camille Paglia's new book, Glittering Images, is a headlong dash through Western art history, more than 3,000 years reflected in 29 images with a specific aim in mind. Paglia wants us to realize that works of art tell us about the times in which they're made. Specifically, she wants to counter the prevailing notion in the United States that art is of second-class importance, that it's a frippery for those who wish to make the time for it. She says, art is not a luxury for any advanced civilization. It is a necessity without which creative intelligence will wither and die. So, art is something more than pretty pictures. It's also a vital tool, she says, in understanding where we've been and a help, perhaps, in showing us where we're going. It's important to note that Glittering Images is not written to be read by the art-savvy contingent, who presumably are of her mind anyway. Paglia directs her book and her arguments to those whose instincts would put art somewhere below the top of any list of important elements of life. Her style is clear and persuasive, unencumbered by footnotes or other off-putting hallmarks of academe. Paglia also considers the constant barrage of pictures and text that marks modern living a detriment to real looking. In the face of this omnipresent sea of images brought to us by pervasive technology, Paglia says we need to relearn how to see. Art, in her opinion, is the best tool for this task. The 29 images appear chronologically in the book, each a chapter in itself with accompanying text. The first, not surprisingly, is from an Egyptian tomb and shows an elegantly attired queen. Paglia describes herself as a dissident feminist, which is to say that she takes issue with some of the tenets of conventional feminism, but holds fast to her own outlook. So it's not surprising that she chooses a depiction of an Egyptian queen rather than one of a pharaoh to discuss what it tells us about the Egyptians. She shows us Queen Nefertari, who was cousin or perhaps even sister to the more famous Queen Nefertiti, and a force in her own right. From this painting and from Egyptian art in general, Paglia shows us how to recognize the preoccupation with death and resurrection that dominated Egyptian thought. She moves on, touching on other ancient anonymous works and eventually coming to more recent times. She considers painting the prince of the arts and clearly finds that those works lend themselves to her central argument in wonderfully informative ways. She writes about paintings by Donatello, Anthony Van Dyck, David, and eventually Picasso, Jackson Pollock, Andy Warhol. So where is all this leading us? Not at all where you might suppose. She ends with George Lucas and his 2005 Star Wars film, Revenge of the Sith, and she tells us, pop art's happy marriage to commercial mass media marked the end of an era. She cites Lucas as an epic filmmaker who turned dazzling new technology into an expressive personal genre, and goes on to say that he fused ancient hero legends with futuristic science fiction and created characters who have entered the dream lives of millions. However, it's surprising to find a book that came out in 2012, ending on a note 7 years earlier, particularly since that 7 years has been a time of rapid change in communication. Modern life, Paglia tells us in her introduction, is a sea of images, but she indicates we haven't yet learned how to handle it. Somewhere in that sea of images, there must be art that can help us understand our times. Perhaps we can use tools Paglia shows us here to find it. Glittering Images, meant for the general reader, has ideas and provocations of interest to people with a good grounding in art as well as those without, particularly if they want to move beyond her final example. Where we are now is always the hardest question to answer. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.